Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Did we say delicious? You bet we did. For that's the word for Kroger Tender Ray, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And ladies, listen. Kroger guarantees it's the best-eating beef you've ever served or your money back. Now, where do you buy Kroger Tender Ray beef? At your Kroger store. So go to your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. Get Kroger Tender Ray beef, the finest beef value in town. And now, Hearts in Harmony. For reasons he himself knows best, Johnny Keith has told only Penny Gibbs' mother and brother that he and Penny are going to be married. So far, he's even kept it from Penny. It's several hours after dinner now, and in the living room of the Gibbs home, Penny says to Johnny,
I'm glad you stayed for dinner, aren't you, Johnny?
Glad. After that meal, I'd like to move in.
All right.
You know, I'd forgotten what home cooking was like, Penny. I mean, Rossville home cooking. That Sarah can really shake a skillet.
Oh, you better tell her.
Well, I did tell her. I did tell her right after dinner. I went into the kitchen and I said, Sarah, will you marry me?
What did Sarah say?
Well, she said, get out of here, you young scamp. No one's allowed in my kitchen until after the dishes are done. Say, where did you find that top sergeant?
Top sergeant? She's not quite that bad, Johnny.
You mean the top sergeant isn't quite that tough?
All right. Show me a top sergeant who can cook, will you?
Show you a top sergeant. Okay, you win.
Maybe Sarah ran you out of her kitchen, but she sure likes you.
You mean she treats everybody that way?
Mm-hmm. But that isn't why she likes you. She told me she did.
Well, I'm going to like this.
You just love to hear nice things about yourself, don't you?
When they're nice.
No, this was. Sarah said, Penny, now there's a fine young man.
Mm-hmm.
Just the right man for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you have the kitchen a few hours tomorrow, and you can make him a pie. That's the way to get them, with pie, she said.
Oh, great. You know, Sarah's not only a good cook, she's a good judge of character.
Oh, you agree with it, do you?
Uh-huh. Especially about the pie. Let me see now. Make it apple.
I will not make it apple. Well, as a matter of fact, I'm not so sure I'll make it at all.
Well, you forget that's the way you get them, Sarah says.
Maybe I don't want to get them, as Sarah says.
Oh, afraid, huh?
No, I'm not afraid. Just happy the way I am.
And just what do you mean by that?
Just what I said. I'm happy the way I am, the way things are. Busy and pleasant, exciting, without being too exciting.
You're in a rut and you like it.
I'm not in a rut. Things are changing for me every day.
Then you're going to be unhappy one of these days, Penny, if you're so happy with things as they are.
I don't think so. The change is gradual and all in the right direction. The community center is getting busier all the time, and I want that. Mother and Jed seem happier than ever, and I want that. Nora's going to have her baby soon, and I want that. I understand things are coming along beautifully at Freddy's farm,
Penny,
and...
Penny, it seems that everything you want is for everyone else. And nothing seems to be for you.
No, that's not so. When the people around me are happy, I'm happy, Johnny. Oh, golly, if anybody knows that, you should.
Yeah, but, Penny, you're entitled to a little happiness of your own.
I told you, I'm very happy. I'm at ease and at peace and content as a child with a room full of playthings.
Mm-hmm. Running from one toy to another, not really getting much enjoyment out of any one of them.
No, that's not so. I'm getting enjoyment out of them all.
Well, tell me something, Penny.
Mm-hmm?
Isn't your heart set on some one thing? Isn't there something you're aiming at?
No, Johnny. No, I found out some time ago that to set your heart on something is to ask for heartache. And I think I've had enough heartache to last me for many years to come.
You know, you give yourself away when you say a thing like that. You're not really happy, Penny. You're just pretending to be.
I gave up pretending when I was a child, Johnny.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretense, too. You haven't given up any of the things that you think will protect you from more heartache. Now, Penny, you've built a wall around yourself. Not that I blame you, but the wall is still there. And you won't let anything or anyone get close enough to you to hurt you or to love you.
There's no wall around me, Johnny. Silly of you to say that there is. I don't know why you think there is.
Because you're different from the way you used to be. You're not as easy to talk to, and you don't. What I mean is you're not as open as you were, Penny. You keep things to yourself.
Do I? Wasn't I awfully open with my feelings when I found out that you weren't going back to South Africa?
Well, that was an exception.
I don't think that was an exception.
Well, it was, though. It took you by surprise. You didn't expect it, and you let down your guard.
Hey, Johnny, you're all wrong about that. If I have changed any, and I suppose I have, I should have. I'm older, and a lot of things have happened to me in the last few years. Especially the last few months. If I have changed, it's only a natural change.
Well, Penny, it isn't natural for you to have to make a pretense of happiness. It isn't natural for you not to express your feelings, except when your guard is, well, when that wall...
You see, there you go again with that wall. Johnny, are you sure there's a wall around me? Are you trying to build one?
What do you mean, am I trying to build
one? I mean, are you giving me fair warning that I better put a wall between myself and other people before I'm hurt?
Well, what makes you think I might?
Because I know there's no wall around me.
Well, then what is around
you? Nothing's around me. But I think that you think there should be, don't you?
I don't feel free to tell you what I think ought to be around you, Penny. What I'd like to put around you.
Johnny, that's not for us. If it were, you'd have put your arms around me long ago.
I did, Penny.
Yes, but you didn't keep them there, Johnny, and I didn't keep mine around you. And I didn't because they didn't belong where they were. Neither your arms or mine. They didn't belong or they'd still be there.
Well, Penny, they could have belonged if we'd had any sense.
We couldn't control what had to be, Johnny.
No. I won't believe that. I'm not a fatalist, Penny. I believe in a power far greater than any of us. Fate is an excuse, not a reason.
All right. You call it whatever you like. It isn't the name that matters. It's the fact that there is a power that turned us away from each other, Johnny. And kept us apart. Always will.
Will it? Always?
That was a stupid statement, wasn't it? After talking about the powers over which we have no control.
Yes, it was foolish, Penny. You know, the same hand that separated us can bring us together again. Did you ever think of that?
No, I never did. As a matter of fact, I don't care to think about it right now.
Why not?
I don't know. I just don't want... hello, Nora. Come in.
Well, how's everything, Nora?
Oh, fine, Johnny. I'm sorry to interrupt, but Penny, your mother wants to see you in a minute.
All right, darling. I'll be right back, Johnny. Mm-hmm. Nora?
Yes?
Get Johnny on a pleasant subject. What we've been talking about was getting too deep.
Okay, I'll try, Penny.
Well, Nora, the subject wasn't too deep for her. It was too simple.
Simple? Well, in crickets, why do
you... Well, you know how she is when a subject gets around to personal happiness and love and marriage.
Yeah, I know. She pretends she doesn't want to talk about it.
Well, she doesn't pretend, Nora. She just plain refuses to talk about it.
Oh, I think she just pretends, Johnny.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what makes you say that?
Oh, because I have a feeling that deep down inside, Penny wants to talk about it. She's just afraid to. She's afraid to...
Nora, let me tell you something.
Yes, Johnny.
Penny has built a wall around herself in regard to love and all that goes with that, hasn't she?
I think so.
Yeah, I know she has. I'll tell you something else. Before I do, let's not tell Penny about it just yet, huh?
Oh, all right.
All right. Now, how would you like to go to a wedding, Nora?
Well, crickets, I've already been to one.
Well, in that case, you should enjoy going to another.
Whose?
Mine and Penny's.
Oh, crickets, Johnny. Oh, do you really mean that?
I most certainly do.
Oh, golly.
But look now, I don't want Penny to know it yet,
oh,
see?
Oh, no.
No, not until I think it's right for her to know it. Mm-hmm. But, Nora, I'm going to marry that girl. And nothing's going to keep me from it.
Good evening, Penny.
Hello, Joe. Come in. I almost phoned you a little while ago.
Phoned me? What for?
Oh, wait a minute. Let me take your coat.
All right.
Here we go. almost called you because Johnny was here and...
Oh, Johnny was here, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't have made it earlier this evening anyway. I was rather busy.
Now, Harvey, the doctor's busy. I'm glad to hear it.
Well, Dr. Richards is out of town and I'm just filling in for him. It really isn't work of my own. I just made the last call in the neighborhood here, and
look,
I thought
you don't
I...
have to explain or apologize. It's really not late. Matter of fact, Nora and I are fixing something to eat. What would you like?
Oh, anything you and Nora are having.
Oh, so you trust our appetites,
hmm? Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go in the kitchen and see what we're going to have.
Okay.
Come on.
Hey, you know, I've never been in your kitchen. Oh, this is going to make me feel like a regular member of the family.
Oh, if that's all it takes to make you feel welcome, you can come into the kitchen anytime you like. Here we are.
Yes, except when Sarah's around.
Yes, except when Sarah's around. Nora?
Yes, Penny?
We have another customer.
Oh, good. Oh, hello, Joe.
Hello, Nora. How's the mother to be this evening?
Getting awfully anxious to be your mother.
Well, it won't be long now. Hey, those sandwiches look good. Strawberry jam, huh?
Another friend for strawberry jam.
Oh, crickets. And I only made two sandwiches with strawberry jam. There was only enough in the jar.
No, darling, there's more.
Don't bother, Penny. I'll take anything.
You can have mine, Joel. I'll take peanut butter.
We can all have strawberry jam. There are several jars of it in the basement.
Oh, sure, Penny. I forgot all about that. Well, if you'll excuse me a minute, I'll go down.
You will not go downstairs. The basement steps are too deep. I'll go down.
Well, right.
Look, Penny, you don't have to...
No, it's no bother, really. Joel?
Huh?
You like crab apple? We have lots of it.
Oh, I love it. Next to you, I love strawberry jam and crab apple jelly more than anything in the world. Well, I guess she didn't hear that, Nora. Or she'd have laughed, too.
Oh, crickets, Joel. I wasn't laughing at you. I was just laughing because I'm happy.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Any particular reason for the present happiness?
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on, let me in on it. Let me be happy, too.
Oh, I'd love to tell you, Joel, but I can't. I promised I wouldn't.
Oh. Well, if you're so good at keeping a secret, I'll let you in on one of mine.
Oh?
But don't say anything to Penny about it, huh? You promise?
I promise.
Nora, I don't want Penny to know it yet. But I'm going to marry that girl, and nothing's going to keep me from it.
So, both Johnny Keith and young Dr. Evans have vowed that they will marry Penny Gibbs. With two such determined suitors, can Penny stay single long? Which one should she marry? Johnny? Joel? Or would she refuse them both? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, indeed, ladies. Kroger Tender Ray Beef is delicious. It's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray Beef costs no more than ordinary beef. But that's not all. Kroger offers you the best eating beef you've ever tasted. And Kroger offers you more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger has a special way of cutting beef that gives you more meat, less waste. Before the meat is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tenderay Beef. And don't forget, ladies, your Kroger store is the only place you can buy Kroger Tenderay, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. And remember, too, at Kroger's you get more meat, less waste. So you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store when you buy Kroger Tenderay beef, the finest beef value in town. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.